This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned for recess to meet again on the 9th of next month. When the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, several ministers laid papers related to their ministries on the table. After that, presiding officer Sandhya Ray adjourned the House. Earlier, when the presiding officer took up question hour in which Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda tried to reply to a question on deaths due to consumption of codeine-based cough syrup, he could not complete his reply following opposition uproar. The opposition members, including the Congress, TMC and DMK, among others, trooped into the well and started sloganeering. She urged members to allow the House to function so that other members could speak during question hour. The opposition members continued with their protest, leading to the adjournment of the House till 12 noon. The first leg of the budget session had begun on the 28th of last month. With the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both houses, the budget session is being held in two phases. The second phase will take place from the 9th of March to the 2nd of April this year. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said the next course of action over the substantive motion moved by BJP MP Nishikant Dubey against Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi will be decided after discussing with the Speaker whether it will be sent to the Privilege Committee or Ethics Committee or brought directly to the House for discussion. Talking to media, Mr. Rijiju further added that the government has for now decided not to move its proposed motion against Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi after a substantive motion was brought by Nishikant Dubey. The minister said any member of parliament is entitled to bring a motion under parliamentary rules. Mr. Rijiju alleged that Mr. Gandhi violated parliamentary rules by referring to an unpublished book and making certain remarks during his budget speech that the government considers objectionable. President Draupadi Murmu today said the building of a developed nation requires not only political stability and a strong economy, but also healthy, educated and responsible citizens. Addressing the nationwide campaign on Karma Yoga for Empowered Bharat in New Delhi, the president said that achieving any national goal is difficult without the active participation of the people. President Murmu noted that for balanced and holistic development, progress must be integrated with morality and spirituality.
किसी भी देश के संतुलित और समग्र विकास के लिए भौतिक प्रगति में नैतिकता और आध्यात्मिकता के समायोजन अत्यंत आवश्यक है। आर्थिक प्रगति से समृद्धि बढ़ती है तथा तकनीकी प्रगति नवाचार दक्षता और प्रतिस्पर्धा को बढ़ावा देती है। ये एक समृद्ध राष्ट्र की नींव रखते हैं। लेकिन नैतिकता विहीन आर्थिक और तकनीकी विकास समाज में असंतुलन पैदा कर सकते हैं।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Seva Teerth, comprising the new building of the Prime Minister's office and two other government edifices, Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2 in New Delhi, this evening. The Prime Minister's office will start functioning from a new building complex called Seva Teerth in the national capital starting today. Prime Minister Modi will unveil the name of the building this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated BNP Chief Tariq Rahman on his party's decisive victory in the parliamentary polls in Bangladesh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi affirmed that India remains firmly committed to supporting a democratic, progressive and inclusive Bangladesh. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, led by Chairman Tariq Rahman, is set to form the next government in the country after sweeping past the majority mark in the 13th general elections. World Radio Day is being observed today. The day is observed every year on the 13th of February to commemorate the establishment of United Nations Radio in 1946. The theme this year is Radio and Artificial Intelligence. AI is a tool, not a voice. To mark the occasion, Akashvani Raipur in Chhattisgarh, in collaboration with UNESCO, is organizing a World Radio Day conclave today. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Zimbabwe have set a target of 169 runs for Australia in an ongoing match currently being played at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. And with that, we end this news bulletin.